Aloha and welcome to Connection to the Cosmos with your host, me, Dr. Lisa Thompson, where I have out-of-this-world conversations with extraordinary people. And today I have on a galactic shaman, Carlene Selg. Super excited to talk with her, and I'll bring her on in just a moment. But first, just a couple of announcements. If you have not had the opportunity to grab my free 20-minute meditative journey to meet your galactic family and guides, make sure you grab that on mysticmanta.com or drlisajthompson.com. And if you're coming to Hawaii, specifically to the Big Island, then come on one of my Big Island UFO tours, where you will see the night sky in a whole new way using the Generation 3 military night vision goggles. And for more information on that, go to biglandufotours.com. And then if you want a really deep dive journey into really connecting with your galactic side, your galactic family, your guides, then come to my galactic retreat here in Hawaii, October 2nd to the 6th. So now I'm going to bring on Carlene. Hello, Carlene.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I am doing great. Well, so let me read your bio so people understand. This is going to be a fantastic conversation. I already know it.
Sure.
Okay, so Carlene Selg is a renowned galactic shaman, owner of Interstellar Chats podcast, and Lightwave Energy Master on a mission to expand others into their divine potential through the power of energy and consciousness. Carlene's 24-year journey into energy healing began when she experienced a profound spiritual awakening that led into the study of various healing modalities, including Reiki, sound healing, crystal therapy, and shamanism. It wasn't enough, and she knew it. Over time, as she attempted to integrate these practices into her life and leadership, she realized there was something more lingering just outside of her perception. It was through her quest for answers and discovering her cosmic connections that she developed her signature three-level activation course, Lightwave Mastery Activations. As a galactic shaman, Carlene works with higher dimensional beings and ancient earth wisdom to first help her clients release old patterns and limiting beliefs in order to connect to their divine purpose, and then unlock their original potential and accelerate their evolution into becoming an impactful and influential galactic human. As a lightwave energy master, Carlene has the ability to channel high frequency energy that can activate a client's dormant biological blueprint. She uses this to facilitate deep transformation, which allows new levels of healing and awareness in both her direct contacts and those they know and love. Okay, so yeah, we're definitely soul sisters. We're very much a mouthful. I know, it is a mouthful, but very much in alignment, like in terms of what we're here to do in the world, and we need more of us.
We do.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm curious, and I know the audience is going to be curious, how did you grow up? Spiritual, religious, something else? Like, how did you get into, take us through the journey of getting into this work?
Okay, I'll be really brief because I think it's most of our story as far as how we get to where we are breaking out of norms and programs and mind control stuff, all the things that kept us down and kept us really not thinking for ourselves, right? So I actually did grow up as a Catholic and very much did the CCD classes all the way until I was a senior in high school. And I was always in trouble. I was always in trouble in my classes because I had all the questions and my questions never truly got answered. And this is, you know, now I look back at it and I'm like, because they didn't have the answers, right?
Right.
So when they don't have the answers, they just think you're a troublemaker and they just want you to be quiet and go sit by yourself and do all the things. So I was always being disruptive because I had questions that needed answers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously after I went off to college, became my own person, that's when everything just started to present itself. Really, when I was in college, I started having some of my really profound experiences of psychic abilities. And even though I was having all of that while I was a kid, even traveling in Merkaba, not knowing it was a Merkaba when I was a kid, but here I am in college having all of these experiences of seeing people that are already passed or having ghosts in the house or, you know, all the different things, being able to come out of my body being able to astral travel, all the things. And I'm like, wow, I needed to seek out some people who understood what was happening for me. And as synchronicities go, friends started popping in. Oh yeah, you're having that experience. I've had that too. Let's talk about it. And you just find your way, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't until really even after college that I got into Reiki and body work and doing different modalities and, you know, became a Reiki master, was doing energy medicine stuff. And all this stuff just started to come very naturally to me. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I actually had a visitation with Jesus, believe it or not, he's a Pleiadian. We all know that, right? So he's an ascended master. He never wanted to be worshiped as a god or a prophet or what savior, whatever you want to call him, right? He just wanted to lead by example. And that's the perfect way we should be. Show love and lead by example, right? That's all he wanted to do. But believe it or not, I had this visitation with him. And through the years, I've probably had 5, 6, 7 different encounters with him now. And he's not the only one. I've been off planet. I've met my star family. I have 3 Pleiadian guides that are men that travel with me in my life right now. And I only met them about 3 years ago.
Okay. So then curiosity question, because that's the first time I've heard that Jesus was Pleiadian. Yeshua. And so, I mean, that makes sense. Like I knew that there was some, you know, higher dimensional ET kind of, yeah, reality with that. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the specific group, that totally makes sense. And then, okay, so with your start,
it's okay to say that Jesus was an ET.
Yeah,
we're all at this point some kind of a hybridization of being an ET. So it's totally okay.
I know. Well, and there are going to be some people listening or watching this that are like, what? Because, and again, you know.
Well, they'll find their way.
Well, and there are people that in my life, not many, but don't believe that he even was real here on this earth. So that's an interesting thing. But, you know, again, whatever someone wants to believe, that is totally fine. Okay, so your star family then, I mean, there's so much to like talk about here. So are the Pleiadians like your most immediate star family, or are there other groups that you work with?
So they are my most recent off-planet family of incarnations.
Okay.
But I also belong to a very, very ancient race, and I'm familiar with them as well. But the Pleiadians, they've basically have their own life's missions, right, to assist in Earth's planetary ascension for humans and for the planet itself. So they've committed themselves. And I don't know about every single planet within the Pleiades, but obviously the ones who were already committed, they're likely the Tigetans, right, that are here to be of assistance. They've committed their life's work to helping us, because why wouldn't they? We're their closest neighbors, right?
Okay. So let's, for people who don't understand that language, the Tigetans. So from your understanding, explain who these people are.
Okay. So the Pleiades star system has 7 planets, and I cannot name all 7 planets. I don't know what they all are. But and they have different, they call them their own planets a different name, right? Because that's, we have our own earthly terminology for it. So in the Pleiades, there are humanoids, if you will. They look very, very much like us. They may just have some bigger features or taller or more blonde. They're not all blonde. I have, you know, some blonde people and some dark haired people, excuse me, that are Pleiadian and are here to help and assist and be of service. And I get to talk with them, and they look like us, but slightly different. Right. Yeah. And honestly, I don't know that we need to get into the minutia of what the Pleiades system is. And honestly, I don't think I can be that detailed, because I don't know.
Yeah. No, and that's fair enough. How do you work with them? Like, what do they help you do as your guides?
So my guides, the three men, and this is, let me back up actually and just tell you how I met my star family. How about that? Want me to start there?
Yeah.
So in early 2021, I had actually the year previous, I moved from Texas to Florida. Okay. And I just knew I needed to be back by the water. And I'm actually originally from New Jersey by the water, but I moved, my whole adult life was spent in Texas, 27 years there. And then I moved to Florida.
Okay.
And felt this coming home of energy that is just where I live in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's gorgeous. It's a paradise, but the energy is what drew me here. It is the most special place, and you'll have to come. I invite you to come and visit me here, but it is pretty special. And in 2021, I just happened to be hearing that it was that time of year where you could go out, look at the constellations and find the Pleiades star system. And I was like, I'm going to find it right now. So I go outside and there's just a little bit of directions that I followed to find the star system. So I do that. And I'm like, oh my God, there it is. So in that moment, as I'm standing on the back deck of my house, looking up, I verbally say out loud, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. And I didn't even realize I was saying that or what I was ready for, but I was ready. I was just maybe for some kind of communication, for contact, for whatever. I was just ready. And lo and behold, that night when I was sleeping, a man showed up in my room and literally woke me up and telepathically said, I'm here to take you to see some very important people.
Hmm.
And the very first thing that I said to myself is, am I safe? That's like me checking in with myself. Am I safe? And immediately, like I could barely get the words formed in my head because telepathy happens so quickly.
Yeah.
And the frequency, the energy vibrations that I'm getting from this person who is just an escort. I just was with him for a brief time while he told me what he was there for. And then immediately I'm like, yes, I'm ready. I'm so ready. Take me. And I actually thought that I was going to be going up to a spaceship, but I actually did not go to a spaceship. I went to the planet, one of the planets. Yeah. Okay. And when I got there, he literally drops me off in front of this really big ornate two-door entryway. And I open the doors and I'm immediately flooded, just simply flooded with the frequency of love and joy and bliss. And it's just incredible. Like literally I can see the air has its own color and frequency waves to it. It's unbelievable. Something I don't know that I can even describe it adequately.
Yeah.
It's that amazing. But in this room are three women who I know immediately are my sisters. They are my star family. And I am welcomed home. We are just in this wonderful place of celebration, just getting to know each other, you know, not know each other, but reuniting, I guess, you know, just having some time to spend with them. And I didn't realize it at the time, because when I was brought back to Earth, I was brought back to the same night, but I was actually there for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, and that's common, right? Time is different.
Mm-hmm. Time is so different. And I was, you know, time is, who knows, you know, you're just slipping in and out of timelines and what have you. But I was there for a good 2 weeks because I had a period of rest and relaxation. I went through a full body healing and I remembered using technology that can help upgrade the human body, right? And this is what I brought back. And it is this technology that is an accelerated path to activating our DNA to become what I think is true, because it's the information that I was given. We are becoming galactic humans. So we're no longer just a human being, but when our DNA, our true biological blueprint becomes activated and actualized, we then move into this galactic human ability, right? Yeah. Where we are completely transformed. We are able to again live to 500, 700, 900 years old. This is not out of the ordinary. And hopefully this is not too much for your audience.
They're I don't think so.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, one, it's not for me. So, you know, the audience will come along. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Right. So if you're, and if it resonates with you, I always say whatever resonates with you, hold on to it. If it doesn't, put it aside. You mm-hmm. may come back to it or you may not. And that's totally fine. It's yeah. totally fine. Because we're going to get what we're meant to receive at that moment. And I'm just here telling my truth. When I was off planet, I went through this healing. I remembered what we are supposed to be as humans and that galactic human evolution. So when I came back to Earth in this, you know, 3D realm, it took me another good 2 weeks to process all of what happened because I couldn't remember. When I got back, I got into meditation and I was apologetic. I was like, oh my God, I don't remember. I don't remember what I'm supposed to, you know, I know I'm supposed to bring something back. I'm supposed to do something. I know I was told my soul's mission. What's the next phase? What I'm supposed to be doing as a spiritual leader? What's next? I knew that I had been given all of that. I just couldn't remember the details. Yeah. I couldn't remember the details. So every day for a good 2 weeks, I would get into meditation and I would just try really hard to bring it back and remember. And I would be like, I'm so sorry. Please tell me, what is my mission? What is my mission? And they every time would say, it will come to you. Just be patient. But every day I was not very patient. And I was like, please tell me, what is it? So I was being adamant. And then finally I was like, okay, 2 weeks kind of goes by and I decide I'm going to take a really long bath because a phenomenal conduit for me and information. I don't know why I didn't think of it earlier, but I got in the bathtub and sat there for, you know, in the tub, just kind of relaxing. And about 20 minutes goes by and all of a sudden a flood of information. And I was so glad that my cell phone was nearby because I just grabbed it and I started writing that, you know, just inputting everything that was coming to me into my phone and my notes. And what I ended up with was an entire framework of a course outline that walks people through the technology of basically activating an accelerated path of activating the DNA to become a galactic human. So that's what I've been doing for the past year and a half. And okay. It's been so exciting. So exciting.
Well, that's fantastic. And I have a kind of similar, very, actually it's quite parallel. However, it wasn't the Pleiadians, it was the Arcturians for me that I met and mm-hmm. bringing forth their technology of healing and activation. And then also with Sirians and Mantis beings. Awesome. Yeah. So, okay. So now in terms of your world, like, having this whole galactic Pleiadian experience, like people in your life, how has that been? Like, are they like, oh my God, she's crazy? Or are they super excited? Like, oh, this is fantastic.
It's a very valid question because there are a lot of people who don't feel support or yeah. feel like they even have a community to speak with. And I don't feel that way. I have always had people around me, whether, you know, older, have a little more wisdom, you know, whatever, or just my own peers. I have mm-hmm. always made it a very strong requisite to have people around me who I resonate with. So I've always had that support around me. My family is very open and actually we're all pretty psychic, you know, my immediate family.
Okay. So even though you grew up Catholic, they're totally on board with this.
I'm sorry, we broke up there for a sec. What did you say?
So even though you grew up Catholic and your family is mm-hmm. Catholic, so they're totally like on board with this.
So my mom was pretty much, even though my mom and my grandmother were both very psychic, they kept it under wraps. They would never talk about it. They would never go there. It was just something. It was something from God. And that's all they would say, you know, and but they never talked about it, never shared their information. I remember as a full grown adult saying, why didn't you ever tell me about these things, Mom? You know, and she's like, oh, we just don't talk about that, you know, whatever. But my siblings, although they're not as open and out there as I am, I have one other sibling who very much is. But for my other, I'm one of six kids, but okay. The rest of them, I mean, Catholic, right? How many kids are you going to have? So the rest of them know that they're psychic. They know they have the ability, but they don't put it out there as willingly as I do. But religion has never stopped us from exploring and being, you know, we're in this wonderful, open place in the timeline right now where it's okay. It's okay to know information. It's okay to trust your intuition. And it's okay to talk to dead people. Even though, you know, I joke when I say that, but I do have, you know, I am not a medium because that's not my mission. I am not here to give you information from your dead grandmother. That's in the past. We have so much more work to do that going back. I can tell you about my many, 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 many hundreds, maybe thousands of lifetimes because I remember so many of them. But we don't even need to go there because that, again, is not the mission. The mission is let's move forward. Let's progress into this galactic human place where we are all, especially the leaders, especially the healers, and especially the starseeds. We have a mission to do. And just like you, I was told when I was off planet that I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
That we are being activated all across the globe. The leaders, because we have to be out there to support the masses, to be someone who can be supportive and just be able to provide whatever support, answer questions, whatever it is that our community needs. So yes, I have local community where I'm out and about and I have twice a month meetups. I call it cosmic conversations, but this is just for my community to come in and gather and be like, hey, tell me what's going on, you know, and I just give them information that I know.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't do a lot of research or listening to podcasts or listening, you know, reading all the things. I don't. I just give what my experience has told me. You know, all of the things that I know is typically from my own experiences. So even knowing that I haven't had an Arcturian past life. Yes, I have. I have another even more ancient incarnation, if you will, but it's been so many incarnations. Like that's actually my full origin is this ancient species. And I know that I was part of the positive human hybridization program.
Yeah.
Off planet and on planet. So that information, when it came through about 3 years ago, was mind blowing. I was like, wait, what?
Okay. So yeah. So tell me more about that. Cause I am also part of the hybridization program. So yeah. So tell me how you came to know that, experience that, and what that actually means for the audience.
Sure. So I would say probably about 3 or 4 months after being off world and meeting my Pleiadian family, I was visited again by another ET being. And this time, this was a 9-foot-tall being. And he was dressed in this long white cream colored robe with some gold embellishments, a very high collar, and a very high kind of head on the top of his skull, and very small features in the front, the nose and the mouth and the chin were smaller. And long, real long, elegant arms and legs, and just very much put me in this place of awe when I saw him. I was just like, whoa, what's going on? Again, the very first thing I said, am I safe? I always check in with myself. Am I safe? And
Yeah, that's a good question for anyone experiencing this stuff. Just ask, because if you're not, you are totally in control and you can be like, nope, you can leave.
Exactly. So I check in with myself and I originally thought that I was kind of in two different timelines at the same time because I was viewing myself from afar and seeing where I was, but actually it's very strange because I was in two different places at the same time. And I can't explain that. I really can't. But maybe it's by location or maybe it's a timeline bleed or something like that. But absolutely, I was seeing two things happening. I'm watching it and I'm experiencing it at the same time.
Yeah.
So I realized that this 9 foot tall being, and his skin is flesh colored, but darker. So like not African-American dark, but darker than my complexion or your complexion, right? Just darker.
Yeah.
And he's basically giving me information. So I'll telepathic again. Mm-hmm. So once I say, am I safe? And I'm yes, I realize I'm following him. And and at some point I actually stop and he's getting further away. And then he turns around and I see his profile, which was when it was really striking to see the difference in his head structure. And then turns around and faces me and says, are you coming? And immediately I'm gone, like I'm there. So I don't know if we're just teleported somewhere or what have you, but at that point I have a bit of loss of time again, okay. Right? So when I come back to this 3D reality, again, I'm like, wow, that happened. But I don't have the information of what actually happened after I went with him. Mm-hmm. So I immediately, and for anyone watching, if you have an experience and you feel like you lost time or you don't have the information, just get into meditation. When you get into meditation and you call back that information, it's all there for you. It is all there for you. So I immediately got into meditation and it was there because he came back and he wasn't in front of me like before when I went with him. It was kind of like just telepathy. So not only is he there talking with me, but so is one of my Pleiadian sisters. And I'm having a full conversation with two different races. And it's amazing, like so much so that as I'm getting information, I'm floored by what's coming through. And I find myself popping up out of meditation and going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then I'm like, I need more information. I get back into meditation. Like this was the first time that, and as I've been meditating for years and years and years, right? So this is not new to me, but to come out and be like shocked with all this information and then immediately get really deep back into meditation. This happened like three times. Popped out, pop in, pop out, pop. You know, it was very strange, but also very thrilling, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, wow, this is so accessible now. Whereas before, it didn't feel so accessible. And I say before, meaning when we were so controlled by the negative entities who are really no longer in control anymore. So now that they're not in control, we, especially the more advanced leaders, if you will, or star seeds who are in I don't want to say in contact, but really just able to utilize our DNA better, right? So we have that better communication.
Yep.
So I'm speaking with my Pleiadian family and this 9 foot tall being who I'm pretty sure I know who it is, but I want to keep that for now because I'm not entirely sure and I don't want to misspeak. But I do believe I know who it is because he's my family, right?
Yeah.
And I know that I am my original origins are of this ancient race. And what I got from meditation was when I'm talking with both of them was that for many, many thousands of incarnations, off planet and on planet, I was in this hybridization program. And I had agreed to it. I volunteered. And what I got from this meeting with my 9 foot tall friend was that it was some kind of royal or ceremonial dress, not royal, ceremonial dress that when he was in this robe, when he came to visit me, because he was actually taking me to a celebration. And it was a thank you celebration for my time in the hybridization program because it had come to an end. So it was just a thank you. It was time to celebrate and all of that because the mission was completed. And that was exhilarating as I'm finding out this information, because at the same time, my Pleiadian family, who's in this conversation with me, is also telling me in this lifetime that I'm living right now on this planet, mm-hmm. that there was a time when I had to make a decision about my own female plumbing, if you will, right? My reproductive system. Yeah. And I had to make a decision to have a hysterectomy. And when I went and had, this was probably about 10 or 12 years ago now.
Okay.
When I went and had an exam, because I was having really, you know, difficulty and pain and all the things, it turned out I had really large cysts on my ovaries. So it's called PCOS, right? So I had a 10 centimeter, a 6 centimeter, and a 4 centimeter all jammed up in my abdomen, right? And causing me all kinds of problems. And this was my opportunity to basically get out of or stop the hybridization program in this lifetime.
Okay.
And this is my Pleiadian sisters telling me all this information, but also saying that at that time, they didn't want to hinder my ability to know and be confident in my own healing ability. Because when I was actually in that meeting with the doctor, I said, oh, I just need 30 days. I can heal myself. No problem. I can get this all taken care of. And they're just like, what?
Right.
Okay, come back in 30 days. But they were adamant. They wanted me to have surgery like immediately because they're like, this could be cancer. This could be that, you know, and I'm just like, no, I need 30 days and I can fix this myself. So I go back home and I do what I know to do to heal myself. In 30 days, I'm able to completely get rid of the 4 centimeter cyst. The 6 centimeter cyst, I was able to reduce by half, but the 10 centimeter cyst I couldn't touch.
Okay.
So that was still there. And I told the doctor, if this is still here and still a problem in 30 days, I'll go ahead with the surgery. So that's what happened. I went through with the surgery. And in this meditation, I'm finding out from my Pleiadian family that they allowed for me to still experience and grow more in more confidence with my healing ability, even though, you know, that was so many years ago, They didn't want to squash that, right? They didn't want me to feel like, oh, you can't heal yourself. You don't know, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But also needed me to really, truly stop the hybridization program because my next mission has begun.
Okay.
And the next mission is these activations. It is really getting to know my star families and to complete the next phase of this mission, right? So it took me a little while to get there, but you know, I'm here. I guess it took me about 5 or 6 years to really make those connections. And of course, who's to say what time really is, right? Because we had to get rid of all these negative regressive ET beings that were controlling our bodies, our food supply, our medical health, you know, all the things, everything that we've been dealing with for hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years, has been, you know, that's been negative, has been cleared off the planet. So now this is why we're having mass awakenings. This is why the leaders and the star seeds and the healers are being asked to step up. And this is where I say, if you are one of those people, you can wait and go through all these activations organically, or you can get in touch with me or probably even yourself, Lisa, and go through these accelerated activations and get to where you need to be so that you are in place and ready to truly lead the masses through this next phase of our evolution.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, and exactly, like there are different ways to do that. And it's, you know, quantum is an interesting word that is being thrown around a lot, but it's like super speed. It doesn't have to take a long time. The activation can happen like in the now, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, okay. So just as a quick question with the hybridization program. So
yes,
from your understanding, was that part of the Zeta human hybrid program, or was it a different group? Okay, different, because there are different groups that are doing hybrid programs, and I know that I'm part of multiple, but I am part of the Zeta program for sure. And like you said, I know I would have immediately like, yes, sign me up. I volunteer. I'm going to be part of all of that. So fully understand that. And okay, so let's talk about the mission going forward then. So one of the things that my different ETs always talk about is timelines, and that we like all timelines are existing simultaneously, and we get to choose which timeline we want to be a part of. Now, as a collective consciousness, there's a certain timeline that we might all be on, but individually we can also choose other timelines. And so what, for your mission that you're here to do, tell us more about that.
My mission on this timeline, or maybe I'm not clear on what you're asking. Okay.
Well, so from what I'm understanding, it's like, and I agree, like we don't need to focus on the past anymore. And one of my modalities that I got trained in 7 years ago, past life regression therapy. And so, you know, we don't need to necessarily understand what happened in our past. And when I, even when people still come to me, oftentimes we're not going to their other lives in that sense. It's like, no, what do we need to activate right now? Yeah. It's completely changed over the past 7 years of how that shows up. So now as we are, you know, we've broken away whatever the oppressiveness of that energy, and people are waking up. So for you and your mission, I guess, how do you see yourself navigating this new trajectory, the mission? Like, how do you want to work with people?
Okay, so we are getting a little bit of interference, right? So I am going to just, by our own telepathy, I understand what you're asking. Yeah. So people come to me in different ways, right? I do retreats, I do workshops, I do speaking engagements, and I have an online course where currently I have people from all over the world going through a 90-day experience with me. And that means they get full access to me, and they have a weekly call where we come in, we come together as a community, and magic happens, right? But they also get that one-on-one time whenever they want. It's full access to me for the 90 days. Okay. And I actually have another one of the of these experiences coming up where if anyone is interested, they can do that. But what I do is basically give full access to the course material where the technology lives so that you can experience the accelerated activations that will activate your DNA and bring you back to that galactic human timeline, right? Where you are accelerating quickly into that place of becoming the activated healer or starseed or spiritual leader to lead and help support the masses as they're awakening. So that's a lifetime access with the course. But the beauty of having access to me in this, in the 90-day experience, is you get to ask all your questions. You get real-time understanding, help, or even insights into your own star origins or your own practices. Because here's the thing. I can give you the technology, but if you don't put it to practice and if you don't sit with it and actually do the activations and get into meditation, you are still in control. I'm not doing anything for you. I'm just giving you access to an accelerated path to be where you were always meant to be just now. Because the time is now.
Yeah.
And I just recently had an experience on this planet where a mothership made itself, you know, I mean, that's a whole other story. But I was in this place where I had full access as an ET being, because I'm moving into being very comfortable saying that I am an ET being. I know that I am.
Yeah.
And I'm very comfortable with it.
Yeah. I love it.
But I also know that I live in this hybrid type human body and what it's capable of. What I'm capable of as an ET being is different than what this body is capable of, right? But on this timeline or on this dimension, 3D dimension, mm-hmm. I was in a place where I had full access to high level people. So they were in government, they were in military, and they were corporate level people that I didn't really know exactly who they were, but all high level. Mm-hmm. And we were actually, the location was the Australian Outback. Okay. And at the time when I was remembering the experience, all I could remember was this big giant rock. And I was like, I don't know what this rock is. I've never been to Australia, right? So I didn't know what this big rock was. And as I'm telling a friend of mine, she's like, oh, that's Ayers Rock.
That's,
and yes. Uh-huh. Showed me a picture, like pulled it up on Google and showed me. I'm like, that's it. That's exactly where I was. But as I walked up to this space, there was like 25 tables that had white tablecloths on them. And it was the start of this meeting. Like people were gathering to start this meeting. And this very high ranking female in uniform walks out of the where these tables are and comes over to me and says, you have 30 minutes. And I didn't really, when I came back, I wasn't really sure what she was referring to. I know now that I had two people with me. And at that moment, I also didn't realize they were ET beings. They were there when she said, you have 30 minutes. I said, okay. And I walked around the rock and there is this mothership that is just taking up the entire skyline, if you will, the entire horizon. And I was just like, wow, I'm in this awe, but yet know exactly why I'm there and what I'm supposed to be doing, right? So I realized that the two people with me are simply there to take me to the craft, to the mothership, because I was there to actually pick up some humans that were trafficked and bring them back. So I was just simply there to go get them and bring them back. And I also realized at a later time, because again, I lost time after I walked around the rock and was going to the mothership, I lost time. And it took me another week or so on this timeline to really remember everything that happened. And so I realized that I was actually supposed to be at that meeting. And for whatever reason, when it was happening and I was relaying it to my friend, I didn't realize that I was just like, I don't know why I'm there. Like, why am I here at this, you know, walking up to this high level meeting with all of these people? I'm like, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm just supposed to go to this ship and then come back. And I had 30 minutes to maybe get out of there. That wasn't the case at all. I was actually supposed to be in that meeting, and I was in attendance, and also some of the high ranking ETs from the mothership were also in this meeting. And the biggest message that I can tell you from what I got from that entire thing was, or that entire experience, was the time is now. That was what they said. The time is now. We are here, and we are here to help. We are here to not really, I guess accelerate, it might be the right word, to accelerate the next phase of what's happening. We are going to be moving very, very quickly. And things are going to happen, even though there's still a lot of chaos in the world right now. Yeah. And there's a lot of the chaotic minions that are out there still trying to create havoc everywhere they can. They're going to phase out. That's just, there's no way around it. We are moving into this accelerated timeline where we do become the galactic human. And even this mission that I have of helping accelerate the DNA activations of leaders and healers and starseeds, there's a very short timeline. It's maybe about a year, year and a half of doing this before I move into my next phase.
Yeah.
And I already know what that next phase is. So I'm here basically saying, if you're ready, if you want to be activated, Yeah. Let's do this. Let's get it going because we've got work to do. But the next thing is literally holding space for large amounts of people going through the mass awakening. And what I see, because I see it, I know it. And when I was working with a friend of mine or more like a coach, if you will, who is also an ET being who lives in Canada. And I said, I need to tell you this vision that I have of my next mission of what it looks like. And she goes, oh, let me tell you because I can already see it. And I'm like, what? She proceeds to tell me exactly what I'm about to tell her.
Okay.
And it was amazing. And what I saw was me on stage, any stage, it doesn't matter because there will be several, but there's also 20 people on this side of me and 20 people on the other side of me. So I'm flanked by 40 people. And mm-hmm. we are this leadership team, if you will, that's basically helping the waves of people move through their awakening or their shift. Let's just say the shift into this place where we are activated galactic humans. And they're just going to be like, wow, I don't, you know, it's going to be so different from what they know right now. The young ones coming in are already activated. They already know.
But it's us, right?
It's the 40s, the 50s, the 60-year-olds and beyond that are like, what the hell's happening, right? So we just need to support them and make sure that no one, you know, falls off the rails, right? And well, if they do, then they
Yeah, well, exactly. And that is happening. You know, there are a lot of people that can't handle the new energies that Earth is shifting to and are checking out. And, you know, so there's going to be a lot of support there with other people with that. But, you know, and again, energy doesn't die. So for anyone experiencing that, just know that, you know, we're all choosing what timelines we want to be a part of. We're all choosing what experiences we want to be a part of. And I love the mission that you are on because, again, we're very, very simpatico in terms of what we're here to do. And so in our just last little bit of time here, is there anything else that you would really love to share with the audience?
Yes, I would love to just have everyone know that wherever you are in your moment of time, your progression, your evolution, whatever that looks like, it's okay to relax into it and you don't need to feel pressure. If you do have that sense of urgency where you know you are a leader and you're supposed to be out there doing things, then yes, contact me. I can tell you what to do, how to get there, all the things. But if you're not quite there and you're like, I just want to experience life and it's okay, just relax. The only thing that you need to do is to not follow, I mean, maybe I shouldn't say it this way, but not follow mass media, not follow the typical entertainment, the TV. Just get quiet. If you need information, if you need better understanding, if you need anything at all, your connection to source, your connection first to your higher self and then to source will bring everything that you need. Just get quiet. I don't care if you call it prayer, meditation, or just quiet time. Just get quiet with yourself because you have all the answers. And if you don't feel that you do, when you get quiet, really quiet and connect, the answers will come.
Yes. Beautiful. I know. Well, and my tagline for my business is the truth is inside you. So
That's right. I agree.
We all have that knowingness. And yes, and I completely agree. And my ETs are like, stop watching the news, stay out of the media, don't get into the polarity. Really just keep focusing on your own personal environment.
Truly. And, you know, for your audience, I would like to say, you know, my website is lightwavemastery.com. And if you are interested in the accelerated activations, you can go to lightwavemastery.com/star dash C, you know, star seed activation. So you can put that in the show notes if you like, and people can connect with me that way, or just reach out on the socials. I am literally the only person in the entire world named Carlene Selg.
And yeah, for those listening, it's S-A-E-L-G. So yes. Yeah, Carlene Selg. Well, Carlene, it's been a pleasure to have you on. And I love the work you're doing. And so just thank you for choosing to be here on Earth with us at this time.
and thank you for everything you're doing. Literally, thank you for having me on. It's been such a pleasure. And I'm sure we have more work to do even together. Maybe we can team up and have a conversation after this and do some work together, because we are not, this is one thing I should say, is we are not designed to do any of this by ourselves.
Correct.
This is a collaboration. This is a community effort. We are here for the collective, not our individual selves.
Correct. Yes. Well, and for those watching or listening, thank you so much for being here. And